Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang. If this is your first time listening, where the hell have you been?
Hey!
I'm Becca Tobin, actress and blogger. Across from me, Kelty Knight, television host and entertainment journalist. What else?
Instagram icon.
Instagram it girl. No. And to my right is Jack Vanek, owner and CEO of Jack Vanek Clothing.
Hey
guys, do you have fun facts this week?
I sure do.
What's yours?
I have started and quit an addiction to Diet Coke 6 times.
Six.
You're
and I'm currently
drinking one.
Back on the juice, but my resolution for February 1st, 2017 is to quit again. And I just want to let you know that it started with like one Diet Coke in the afternoon, and I had my first Diet Coke at 8:13 this morning.
Are you
that's
kidding?
That's so gross.
It's disgusting.
That's so gross.
It's disgusting.
You're like those women that drive their kids to school in the minivan drinking like Pepsi, gulping it at 6 a.m.
It's disgusting.
It's really gross.
I hate myself. Okay, Jack?
My fun fact is that my secondary Instagram account is creeping up onto Kelty for the amount of followers.
Shut up.
How many followers?
41,300.
Oh my God, I hate myself.
So everybody go follow Jack Wisdom and get me up to Kelty's.
Your second, like, for fun account almost has more followers than my real account.
I'm Becca Tobin, and I don't give a F about social media or followers, and yet I have way more than either of these bitches.
It's like you'll never find it if you're looking for it.
That's
you know?
The thing, guys. You just don't have to, don't force it, you know? Just be
chill.
I don't know how to not
just
force
be chill.
It. My whole life is forcing it.
I'm just kidding.
It.
I was just happened to be on a show where everybody was on Instagram at the time. Let's go into...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, here's my good week.
Ooh.
Do you guys remember when I talked about the poop spray? And the,
yes, Poopery.
The
I love
actress.
Poopery.
It's not Poopery.
Wait,
it's,
what?
No, it's another brand. I'm not going to say what it is.
Yeah, because they're not our sponsor. You're not
paying us. They're
not
our sponsor. And,
I'm just
not,
in case they want to be.
Just in case you want to be. And I was pissed that they didn't hire me to be the actress who plays like the Princess of Hollywood. And she calls her poop her the Devil's Donuts. And like to me, that was everything.
Have you seen this commercial?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is that I saw the commercial
blonde.
And she's blonde. And
oh,
I
and you're
like,
pissed. Oh, you didn't go
I'm
out for
I'm pissed that I didn't get it.
Okay.
I didn't go out for it, but I'm really pissed that they didn't think of me because I talk about the Devil's Donuts all the time. Well, you guys, guess who's a fan of our podcast? The actress who plays
you.
The princess with the Devil's Donuts.
No way.
Just go pee, Kelty.
Oh my guys, God. Becca's going to tell the story while I pee. Keep going.
Okay. So the girl tweeted me. She's a Lady Gang fan.
Is she like, does she have a lot of followers? Is she a big deal?
No, she's like, you know, she's like a working actress and
commercial actress.
I guess so. I didn't really like delve into her IMDb page or anything, but how freaking crazy.
What'd she say? Does she want to be a guest?
She just was like, hey, guess who it is? I'm the Dirty Donut Girl.
Oh, so she listened.
You already peed?
Did you wash your hands?
Oh, yeah.
That was not a thorough hand washing. A hand washing that's thorough, you have to sing happy birthday all the way through.
It was not a thorough hand washing. Do you want me to grasp your face?
No, thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You're insane, Kelsey.
So, that was my good week.
Well, let's get her on.
Let's get her on.
We can talk about pooping.
Her dirty
donuts. Maybe she can bring us some samples of this poop story.
I know. Okay, so my bad week is actually a collective bad week with Kelty.
Yep.
Would you like to tell the story?
I think we should tell it one line at a time.
Okay.
It's like Mad Libs.
Okay.
I was really excited that I got invited to the YSL super duper fancy party in downtown LA, and then I found out my friend Becca was also invited.
Who wasn't invited?
And then I was super duper unenthused by my invitation to the YSL blah, 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 blah bullshit party. Because I know by this point in my life, Kelty's yet to learn that events are terrible.
Did they give you free YSL stuff to wear?
No.
I don't stick around till then. Like, no.
But nothing but to come.
But you're, like, supposed to wear a YSL, right?
Which I did.
Yeah.
I did not.
So dumb.
Unless you're paying me on wearing your shit. And so we go to this thing.
Yeah.
And
we're a little early. We're like 10 minutes early.
It starts at 9:30.
Which is already past my bedtime.
On a school night.
No. On a school night. But it's raining in LA, which is like horrific. So we get there like 10 minutes early and we get out of the car and we're looking cute, Jack. We're looking cute.
I saw your pics.
Thanks.
That weird fluffy shirt that only looks good on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which actually didn't look that good. That was the one picture it looked okay. And the rest of them is bad week. I'm really expecting my Star Magazine worst dress list, which I will love actually. But anyway. So we get there like 10 minutes early and we hop out and we're thinking the room's probably open. And we go up to the door.
And there's a guy.
Who's gross.
Who's gross.
Like a bouncer?
And he's like, oh, are you guys here for the party?
And we were like, yeah. He's like, who invited you?
Yes.
And I was like, the girl throwing it. And I said her name. And he's like, so are you VIP or are you having the influencers dinner beforehand?
And we're like, nope, we're just lower class VIP.
We're just VIP.
It's like on the Titanic, there was like the good
women
VIP
and children
and then
the VIP dinner.
And then below it was like Jack and Rose.
Jack and Rose.
So you were going down.
We were Jack and Rose.
We weren't the crew, but we were like in the bleak section.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we're like, fine, we'll go next door and like have a quick drink and a bite to eat, and then we'll go to the party when it's time for the regular VIPs. Mind you, we're not even regulars, we're just VIPs. You know? So we get to the bar. No, before we went in, he goes, no. We go to the bar and this guy starts hitting on us and he's like, isn't it so great in downtown LA? This place is really rad. And we're like,
ew.
Oh, God. So then we ate some Brussels sprouts. It was exciting.
I was crop testing my way through the event.
So then we go back to the event and the same guy sees us from before and he's like, oh, and people are like coming up to Becca and like a little bit mean. They're like, oh, hey, girl. And like people are looking at us because they recognize us because we're in the Lady Gang.
And, okay.
And then he goes, oh, are you guys like famous or something?
What do you say to that?
Is this a bad week?
Clearly not, if you're asking.
Well, I said yes.
She did.
I was like, yes, Kelsey, we are. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah. So then we get our pictures taken. We go in. And here's where the bleak week, bad week was.
So we walk in.
It's bad party. Not a cool party at all.
It's...
Oh, really? All the Instagrammers made it seem amazing.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then we go past this, like, area with a velvet curtain.
It's at the Ace Hotel. Like, the Ace... theater, whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a theater.
There's like a velvet curtain, and you can see that the velvet curtain is sort of like pulled open. And what do we see through the velvet curtain on the stage, Becca?
The influencers dining. They were still dining.
Oh.
As us, the extras, the featured background, are walking through the lobby, like crossing, and there's bouncers in front of the curtains, and it's...
You can't go in here. You're not important
enough. We're not influencers. And I was like, mother, you know... Who is behind that goddamn curtain? Because you know what? I'm the most famous person in here. That doesn't happen unless I'm in Birmingham, Alabama. So who the hell is behind that curtain?
It's not okay. And I was like,
nobody.
Honestly, the second most famous person at that party.
Legitimately, I am
well,
so.
Because all the famous people were behind the curtain that you guys
were.
Although
they were not famous.
They weren't even famous, okay? They have like 2 million followers.
Boobie, Backy Boo Boo 24.
Yeah.
What?
And like,
what is your life?
Kitty
what do you
lipstick,
do?
Lipstick 49.
What do you do for a living?
And I'm like, listen, I didn't bust my ass for a damn decade to get on a freaking TV show to then be invited to be a featured extra for Kitty Lipstick 69's Influencers Dinner. I am out, LA. I am no longer going to your shitty events because I'm too famous.
Yes. And that's how I felt
too. Bitches.
Ugh.
It was horrible. We did look cute. But the best part was at the end, which turned into a good week, is that I learned the secret to taking a great Instagram in the dark is that Kelty holds her flashlight from her iPhone 7 up and then someone else takes it with the phone.
It was the most
Kelty,
embarrassing
we
thing.
We did that at Becca's wedding. Remember?
I
we
was had, like, way too drunk at Becca's
we had, like,
wedding to remember anything.
Phones out in the dark.
I don't remember anything from the wedding.
It was good. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jack, it's your turn. That's all I have. My good week is that I got invited to a fancy party. My bad week is that it turned out like this.
It'd be like the shittiest party ever.
Yeah. Ever.
This is why I'm glad I'm not invited to those things. Unless they're giving you free shit. Like, why would
no,
you
No, not even the free shit is worth it. Like, I'm
honestly,
sorry.
I will buy my own tube of YSL lipstick for $24, oh, yeah, which no, I would never anyway, because why would you when you
I'm
could get Charlotte
like a Tilbury? Purse. If they're going to give you like a $3,000 purse.
If I'm going to buy an overpriced lipstick that's a knockoff of the $2 NYX lipstick at Walgreens, I'm going to buy someone else's.
Boom. So exactly. We're not getting sponsored by YSL, and the people that threw this party are never going to talk to us again.
That's
so,
okay.
Bye, Hollywood.
Your loss, not ours.
They weren't sponsoring us anyways. Okay, so my...
Maybe they will just invite us to the influence dinner, like where we belong.
I'm sure after
you know
all
what?
The shit-talking, they will.
Seriously, don't ever invite me anywhere unless I'm at the top of the freaking list.
Number one,
that
number,
counts
number
for
two.
The Oscars, too.
Okay, so my good week... My bad week actually is kind of along the same lines, but my good week is I won $700 gambling this weekend.
What?
What
yeah, games?
I was playing blackjack. I won $300 in like 10 minutes, and then I played craps and won like $350 playing craps.
How much did you spend?
I put in 100. That was like on top of it, so I had like 750 leaving.
Wow.
I know.
What'd you do with it?
I'm going to buy not a YSL bag.
Wait, you buy
really
YSL
gonna
bag?
Buy a YSL no. bag? I'm going to buy a bag other than YSL. Now I'm
what kind of bag?
Them. I don't know. Probably a used Louis Vuitton.
I have a bag for sale currently up on the Real Real if you want to go buy that.
What is it?
It's a Celine bag.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I might want it.
How much is it?
Can we afford
$1,500?
It?
$1,500? No. No. I have $750.
She got that Glee money, honey.
I'll split it with you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so my bad week. So I won all this money, and I was super pumped. We were in Lake Tahoe this weekend, and I didn't know that they had casinos there, which are very dirty
casinos
and weird.
Casinos are so fun.
It was super fun. So we're all gambling. Everybody's winning money. And then I was, like, super pumped, and everybody's like, okay, well, now we're going to, like, go to the club and go dancing.
Who goes to the
also,
club
people
anymore?
Do not dance in
you
clubs.
Guys, bros go to clubs.
People still want to go. Did you wait in line, or were you on the VIP list?
So this is what happens. So Scott can get whatever he wants in life. So he like goes up to the bouncer and he's like, yeah, you know, we have this group of people, like blah, blah, blah. We're going to buy a bottle, whatever. So, you know, we start getting let in. And then it comes to me to get let in. And the guy looks at my ID. He's like, nope, not letting you in. And I was like, well, my ID's expired. I'm like, yeah, I know. Here's my provisional papers. Like,
oh, damn.
They're legal, whatever.
Why'd you put that in your purse?
Sounds very Kelty of you.
So he looks at him. He's like, no, can't take this. You know, this is a liability for the club, blah, blah, blah. You're not coming in. And I'm like, dude, I'm almost 30 years old. Like, it's not like I'm like 22 and I like look super young. He's like, no, no, no. No, you look too young. And why would a 30-year-old be wearing those buns?
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. And then he physically, like, grabs my arm and escorts me out.
So you couldn't go?
No, I never got let in.
Did Scott go without you?
No, he came, like, with me.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Did the rest of the bros go into the club
All
to dance?
All the bros went into the club.
Wow.
But, yeah, so I didn't get let into a club either. Well, not that you guys didn't, but...
He's my hero.
Yeah.
And why would like, a 30-year-old be wearing those buns?
Like, thanks,
I'd
asshole.
Be like,
because like, I'm super stylish and a trendsetter?
I'm like, well, because my hair's dirty from skiing, but, like, whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Does Scott think your buns are sexy? Your alien buns?
Yeah, he likes them.
See?
Yeah. It's what I do when my hair's dirty.
Honestly, I hate going anywhere. That's why I always stay in my house.
Me too.
Like, going out of your house is always a 50-50. It's either going to suck or it's going to be subpar. Like, it's never
There's
good.
There's nothing great.
And nothing good happens at night.
Like, nothing good happens
nothing
at night.
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m., but I feel like nothing good happens after dark.
After 7:30, nothing good happens.
Yeah.
The best part of going out is getting cute and being like, I'm so cute. And then like, the home. Rest of it sucks.
It's true.
Yeah.
100%. Okay, well, we're very excited. We have a super cute woman visiting us today, and I know her, and I think she might have seen me naked.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
You guys, I'm so pumped about this because even though the Lady Gang members and the Lady Gang listeners are new to loving me, our guest today and I have been in a deep love for like a decade. And she's seen me be the drunk girl. She's seen me be the sad girl. She's seen all kinds of me. She was a backup dancer for Miley Cyrus turned dancing queen on Dancing with the Stars. She's the star of Lifetime TV's Little Women. And she has her own spinoff. You know you're famous when. It's called Tara's Little Family. She's also an executive producer on two other Little Women spinoffs. So I don't know how she sleeps. She's married. She's the mother of two beautiful babies, and we also used to work together, and I'm pretty sure she's seen me naked, but we shall confirm that today. Welcome to the Lady Gang, Tara Jolet.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. Y'all are so great.
We've been waiting for you for a long time to get here.
Have you seen Kelty's voluptuous vagina?
I've not seen her vagina. I have seen her baboobies.
Which are not as voluptuous, let's be honest.
The boobies.
Should
the
we talk boobies. About where we knew each other, or should we just get into it?
Wait, I want to know. I don't know how you guys know each other.
Oh.
We toured during Radio City and I was an elf. It was good times.
Oh, yeah.
I had my march down.
You were great, but I think it's like a pretty good job.
It's a great job. And considering that we were considered principals and...
Yeah.
For what we did and for what we got paid, and considering we had a year of insurance, life was good.
I know. It was the awesomest.
It's like, what, 2 months of work? How many months?
Yeah, like three and a half months with rehearsals and stuff. I think the Rockettes start a little earlier than you guys.
We just march.
Listen,
some of them couldn't march.
I know. I'd like
you were always on beat.
Some do the right arm, right leg march, which is incredible. I didn't know that was possible.
Oh, yeah. it's such a problem. Okay, so you've been very busy.
Yes, this has been a crazy last 12 months of my life.
Let's talk about all the things that have happened in the last month. In the last year.
A lot of things have happened. I'm just able to actually lift my kids, which is pretty exciting because I had hernia surgery because I was dancing with Dancing on the Stars. I had three hernias and I split my diastasis, which is pretty insane.
What is diastasis?
It's like, you know that thing where your six pack joins?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's open. And so all of my hernias were coming straight through it. Right down
could
the center
feel
of my
that from
you
having...
couldn't even just feel them. You could see them. It looked.
Ew.
It
was that from having babies and it not going back together afterwards?
Yeah, it was like dancing way too soon after the babies. I mean, I was supposed to wait 6 weeks and I decided to start 3 weeks later. Yay.
Oh my God.
Does that mean you start having sex 3 weeks later too, breaking all the rules?
You know, it's crazy, but I was so busy that I had my sex life went down the drain with Dancing with the Stars, but now it's back, so life's good.
Can I ask you a question I've always wanted to ask?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
No.
Okay. No, I really, when I was in with Radio City, I had really never worked with any little people before, and I came from Canada, and I didn't know any, so I learned a lot about the different types of...
You know there's little people in Canada, too.
No, I know. No, but I'm just saying
people in Canada. It was literally just her family.
I was the only one. Okay, but like, are the penises?
Girl, they are all the same size. I know that's what you're going to ask.
Yes, because your trunk is the same and the arms.
So like, we're sitting down right now, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at all of you in the eyes because our torsos are the same.
Yeah. Right.
So just like every other average size man, the penises vary. It just depends on dude to guy to guy. I mean, like sometimes you have like this. A thing that you're like, how is that on your body? And sometimes
how
you're
is
like,
that not weighing you down?
That's unfortunate. You know,
okay,
yeah.
It's the same with regular guys.
It's the exact same with regular guys.
You get just as disappointed.
This is I found this very interesting because I really wanted to ask you about giving birth. So is your vag the same size?
My vag is totally the same size.
Wow.
But I think it is. I mean,
it's extra tight.
When I watch porno, I don't notice a difference.
Okay.
If that makes you feel happy.
No, but also then with the birth, like, where did your kids go? I'm fascinated by this, and I've wanted to ask you this for so long, and I've interviewed
Tara. You're not a regular blonde, and you're asking, where do they go?
Kelsey, okay, well, her torso is the same size, so her belly would be the same size.
It is the same size. However, because I have a lordosis, it's like the curvature of my lower back does happen, which makes us look like we have giant asses.
But that's so hot.
My back kind of does that too.
Well, because of that curvature, our pelvic bone sometimes won't let the baby pass through the birthing canal. Fun fact of the day, I don't know how much y'all want to hear about this.
I want to hear everything. Yeah. I'm very interested.
So we have C-sections.
It's
just a safety precaution. Have there been little people that have had babies without C-sections? Uh-huh. I'm sure, because C-sections at one point in life did not exist. However, it's much a safer route to always have a C-section, which I'm all about. Like,
it's a very celebrity thing for you to do, Tara.
Earthy moms are like, why wouldn't you want to experience the love of birth?
Listen,
and I'm like pain, number one. My girlfriend is still talking about like shoving a bunch of Kegel balls up her vagina and still struggling with keeping them in.
They have physical therapists that try to, like, after you push out a baby, that try to get it back together. And I'm like, I can't even get to the gym, like, let alone fixing my vagina in physical therapy.
I cannot.
I would take a C-section for
sure. Okay, before we talk about your fierce life and we get to our quiz of the day, I have one more question that I've been dying to ask. Can I just ask it?
Sure.
Okay, so if two little people have a baby, is it necessarily always going to be a little person baby?
Negative. We're actually still not sure what my son is.
How old is your son?
How does that work?
He is 5.5 months. ACONs, which is my most common type of little person, my type, you can almost tell immediately in the womb. We have these beautiful heads that kind of are a slightly larger than your average Joe.
With your big brain in it.
Yeah.
Giant brain.
Big head, big brain. That's all I'm going to tell my daughter.
Room for a lot of eyelashes, honey.
Exactly. I'm going to tell my daughter that all growing up, because she's definitely a little person. She's only ACON. Now my son, so pseudoachondroplasia, which is what my husband is, you can't tell until about the age of two, because these things that help you grow, like growth plates, burn off at the age of two. So every mother that has ever had a child that had pseudoachondroplasia that didn't know that they had it, for example, like Elena in Little Women LA, she's pseudo. Her mom didn't know until she was two. Joe, my husband, his family didn't know until he was two. It happens around the age of two when they start slowing down. We did blood work, but the blood work, unless my husband takes a comparing blood work test, we're never going to know. Or we're going to wait until he's two.
Right.
So right now he looks like an average-sized kid. And that the crazy thing is it all changes at age two.
Wow.
That's eeny, so meeny, miny child. He's little. He's average. Okay. He's little. He's average.
It's kind of exciting for you.
The show, I don't know if you guys know this, but Tara's show is the number one show on Lifetime. It rates the highest on any Lifetime show.
It's pretty big in like South America too.
Really?
We went to Mexico. How weird is it having people that you cannot speak the same language with coming up to you and like trying to have a conversation with you about the show?
That's pretty awesome.
Penelope. I found out that was what my daughter's name was in Spanish.
How cute.
So how did you get the idea for the show and how did you get it made? Like, was it an instant yes or was there a ton of rejection before it happened?
No, this is all like real friends. Like, we're all in this whole world together and a few great minds had similar ideas and then poof, there's a show. I mean, it was a crazy thing. Like, I've always definitely been a fan of the housewife outlet because I feel like they have real relationships and that's exactly what Little Women is. It's like real relationships and it's not like a casting hurdle call because these aren't like, okay, you fit the bill. You are the housewife that has a lot of money and you are the housewife that is struggling with her husband. It's more like find people that are close to each other and it's just magically taken off.
What's been the craziest thing about being a reality TV star? Have you pulled any weaves?
Weaves, for sure. No, I have not. Gosh, I wish, though.
One day.
I want to, you know what I just, that new weave that I'm totally into right now is the halo. Have y'all tried that?
Oh, with the fishing line?
Yeah.
Does that work?
I mean, your hair has to be curly unless it is like layered.
Yeah.
But it's pretty amazing.
You have one?
Yeah. I think I'm going to do a tutorial on it.
I think you should.
Do you put it in yourself?
Wait, where does the fishing line go?
It goes right beyond your bangs.
Like a headband?
It looks like a headband, but it's totally like a fishing wire.
You don't
then
see it.
It's so trippy. Ooh.
I think I would like that for work because I don't, yeah.
The clips are so heavy.
They hurt.
Hurts my head.
They hurt. When you can see them, you're like, she's wearing a weave.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't say it, but you're thinking it.
But you have to curl your hair with it.
Yeah, with at least with the one I have. Maybe mine's not that great. I don't know.
Hmm. Did you get it in an infomercial or did you like get it at the hair shop?
I'm pretty sure I got it on Amazon.
Okay. Hell yeah.
So it's probably like yak hair.
Yeah. It says of South America.
Your hair is also from Brazil. Right. Okay. What is your Hollywood heartbreak? You've had so much success, especially in the last few years. What has been the hardest thing about sort of life in Hollywood?
It just varies. It just varies. I feel very blessed to have come this far because being a woman and being in this industry is different than being a woman and being little in this industry. And like, it's different. I mean, my goal is to kind of have the same energy as say Peter Dinklage, and I feel like finding your name and getting other people to know your name as well as Peter Dinklage, like you don't have to say, oh, that guy from Game of Thrones or
right.
or the guy on Elf. I have no idea what else you would refer with him, but yeah. I feel like there's a spot right now for that opportunity for a little person woman, and I want to take a more positive stance on it rather than, you know, the acting route and yeah. all of that good jazz.
Was Dancing with the Stars rigged?
Girl, it's not rigged.
I felt like you should have been in the final two, and I was pissed.
What was your
biggest regret
third
from
third?
Last year. No, I was in the semifinals. Really, you're bringing it down now. You're hurting my soul. All right, I love that you think I was 15. Third, though. I'll take
were
it.
Were you fourth?
No, girl, I was fifth.
Oh,
boo!
Who won your season?
What? Where were you?
I was there every week. I just forgot.
You won in Kelty's mind. That's all that matters.
Yeah. You know, my biggest regret with Dancing with the Stars was that I wasn't able to dance on the finale. Like, I mean, I was able to dance, but it wasn't like a freestyle. Yeah. And I wanted to do every single dance. So it wasn't that I didn't win that I regret. It's that I didn't do every single dance.
Right.
I think it's fixed, though. Okay. What is your ish moment? What has been the moment where you feel like I am the ish?
It's a great question.
Like, were you on People magazine? Didn't they film your wedding? Did they film your birth?
No, but I mean, filming the birth doesn't make you feel like you are the ish. It's more like cameras, please leave, please leave, please leave.
What's your ish?
Maybe I haven't reached my ish yet.
Come on.
I think it's on the horizon.
Okay, next question. What's your inspirational quote? Your mirror message?
Okay, there's two quotes that are other people that I live by. Okay. The first one is, it's really true to my life, and it's a Wayne Dyer quote, and it's, you'll see it when you believe it. And it's so true, and he has a book about it and the whole nine.
Becca just had a moment where the mirror message made sense for the first time in a year.
I like that one because it's like not cheesy.
Yeah, it's not but it's spiritual, crazy.
It's not that, and it's not that deep, but at the same time, like,
so deep.
You really gotta live by that. And and then my second one is, "It takes a lot of money to look this cheap" by Dolly Parton.
I love
that one. I
love that.
And
quote.
I just love it because it is. It's true. Like, you upkeep your life, especially in Hollywood. And I mean, if you're in the public eye, you're like putting a lot of money into what you may or may not look like. And sometimes it's awesome, and sometimes you just look a little cheap.
I love it.
You know what's so crazy? When
maybe with my halo.
Cheap-ass halo. Yeah, you do look cheap. No, when I interviewed Dolly, she was doing this movie, and she told me that her whole look is based upon the prostitute that used to work the streets in her town. And when she was a tiny little kid, this is crazy. When she was a tiny little kid, she used to like go to the store with her mom, and she would see the painted lady who was like nails and hair and wig and lash and everything. And she thought she was like, because you don't know, she thought she was so festive and fabulous that she like made her whole look, her whole career off that lady.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
Isn't that so great?
That's amazing.
Cool story for the day. Okay.
So you see, there's a Dolly interview in there. Gosh, man.
You're my highlight. This is my ish right now. You saw my boobs, and now we're interviewing each other in a professional manner. Hey. All right. When we come back, we have a very fun quiz to play with Tara, and I think you're going to love it.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Okay, so this is a quiz. Since Tara is the executive producer and star of Little Women LA, we are going to play a little or a lot quiz. So a little is like, you want a little of it. A lot is like, yes, please, I want more. And we're going
to
vote.
Vote to the show.
Okay, here we go. 50 Shades of Grey.
A lot.
Why?
I play in my personal life as well as... Are you speaking of, like, do we like the book and movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
A lot.
Becca?
I want to go back, though. You play in your real life.
I know. What does that mean?
I would like to follow up with
that. Does that mean you have, like, a sex dungeon?
Yes. You know what's embarrassing?
Yes.
So it doesn't... I don't have a sex dungeon. Uh-huh. But we have, like, whips and fun things like that.
Ooh.
And we just moved into a new house in August. And honestly, because Dancing with the Stars, we had not, like, rearranged our house. Our old side tables were in the guest house.
Oh, shit.
And I forgot all about, like, there were, like, whips and a couple of, like, tongue vibrators and fun things in there. And my manager was staying in the guest house and straight up was like, Tara, what is happening?
At least it wasn't your mom.
At least it wasn't my mom. Praise the Lord.
It could be worse.
I always wonder if my parents are going to find, like, my drawer when they come to my house. They definitely have snooped, right?
Yeah.
So you have a drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm going to say a lot. Not because the books were good, because they weren't, or the movie. It wasn't that good. But I'm really liking this genre. It's, like, just sexy enough. It's not quite porn. It's acceptable to go watch in public at a movie theater. But it's also just,
with a side of dominatrix.
Yeah.
Having a diddle on the back row of the movie theater. I said diddle.
Gross.
Jack?
I mean, I didn't read the book nor watch the movie. It kind of looks terrible.
What?
Do you guys all read the book?
Yes.
Yeah. I read the first book. I couldn't do anything.
I read the first book on vacation, and when you read it, then you want to make out.
I want to put a black light on everybody's books.
Gross.
It's disgusting.
It's true. Okay.
But that's why I say a lot, because, well, I don't think I said a lot. I do say a lot because I think that it's getting people in the mood.
Yeah. It's great. I say a lot too. Okay. Selena.
Wait, can I tell a quick story?
Yes.
Please.
If I don't tell it now, I'll forget about it. When we moved into our house, we found a book. First we found, like, a little, like, not a whip, but, like, what do you hit the horse with?
A whip?
Oh, yeah. The stick with the little...
The stick with the crop.
Crop. Yeah, for sure.
Stacey, our producer just knew. Okay, Stacey knows.
I found a little crop, and I was like, oh. And the woman who lived in it, like, had a daughter. I was like, she probably rode horses and whatever.
You an idiot.
A week later, my husband finds a, like... pornographic romance novel about a horseback rider.
Oh my god, she's doing it to herself.
So hot.
Mm-hmm. She has a horse fetish.
Why were
some people have sex with horses, Becca?
Not with the house I moved into.
My vagina hurts talking about it.
Yeah, you can't have sex, but, like, it gets her off thinking about being, like, an equestrian, getting, like, a crop hit across.
Yeah, she's probably slapping herself in the ass with it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Gross.
On that note, what do we feel about Selena Gomez and the Weeknd dating? Little or a lot?
Little. Sorry. Little.
A little. I just don't care who she's dating.
I don't either, but didn't, what was his ex-girlfriend? Bella Hadid. Aren't they friends?
Isn't yeah, that that's why everyone's saying it's like you broke the girl code.
There is no girl code when you're that rich.
Especially in Hollywood.
Such fake friends anyway.
They're so fake. Yeah.
I don't really think anyone in the squad of Taylor's squad is friends except for Selena and Taylor.
Even them?
All the other girls are just using the squad to get more famous. Taylor.
It's a cesspool. Go for it.
You know,
also, he's too short.
I think that was the longest period of time that I hadn't heard Taylor Swift's name.
In our podcast?
Sorry to bring it back.
In life.
Oh.
Has she gone away?
No, she's not away.
I think she was embarrassed after that Tom Hiddleston thing.
Yeah, she had to pause.
I just looked at my DirecTV, ironically, last night.
She has her own channel.
Yeah, it said Taylor Swift Now, and I was like, what is this?
It's all her videos. You can just watch it on demand.
Yeah, cool. It's so crazy.
Get my crop out.
Okay, Ed Hardy per Vogue magazine is making a comeback. You know, the bedazzled jeans, the bedazzled shirts. Jack, fashion designer Jack, or a lot?
Well, it's like, I feel like recently all these shitty trends from, like, the early 2000s are coming back. Like the juicy pantsuits.
That was also on my list. Oh, tracksuit is back. Yeah. What do we think of the tracksuit and Ed Hardy? Go.
I've been trying to get a tracksuit, so I'm super into it. A lot.
Mm-mm. I'm going to tell you something.
Nice pink velour.
Gross. Who was it that said once that you can wear if the trend comes back again,
you're too old to wear it. So, like, if you were alive the first time it came around, you best avoid the second time. Mm. So return that Juicy Velour jumpsuit.
I'm still wearing it. I'm going to wear it next time I come to
Juicy
the podcast.
Juicy Velour? Gross. That's like the knockoff from Walmart. It's Juicy Couture.
Well, the Juicy is made from velour.
It's Juicy Velour?
It's a velour jumpsuit.
That's a new brand. Juicy Trademark velour. That. Becca, a little or a lot?
Not even a little.
Okay.
Yeah, not even a little. The last thing I want to do is have pants that say Juicy on my big fat ass.
I love glitter so much, so I'm excited that more glittery outfits are coming. So a lot of glitter, but a little Ed Hardy. And also the tracksuit, it's fine. A little. I mean, a lot. Okay. On Etsy, you can now get a vagina necklace. It's made of, like, plaster, and it's the shape of a vagina, but it's, like, mother of pearl, and it has a little pearl clitoris. Would you wear it? A little or a lot? Becca.
Is it your vagina molded? It's just a vagina.
It's shaped, vagina shaped.
I would say a lot if it could be mine.
Amen to that.
Have you ever done that?
Molded my vagina?
Yeah.
No, I'm a little scared.
I have.
You have?
What do you mold it?
Where is it?
It was a really fun, like,
wait, getaway. Did he get a flesh light?
No.
Did you
get
it for your
like
husband?
Like a powder, yeah. Like a Play-Doh. You get a Play-Doh, and you mix it in the like this little bowl.
It's a good present.
And then you, like,
was this like
you put it up in your vag, and what? Then you hold it there for, like, a bit, and it's rubber, and then it, like, out.
So you can give yourself, like, a dildo. And then,
sound effects.
And then you pour the plaster in, and then you let it dry for 6 hours, and then you pull it out, and you have a plaster vagina of your own vagina.
I think you should hang it on the wall in here.
Chris?
Yeah, let's
we did it together.
Did he do one
he
of his
dick? Did his penis?
No, we just did the vagina.
Where
did
is
he
it?
Put the plaster the, up inside you?
So many questions.
It doesn't go up inside.
It doesn't go inside. It's not like you're making a fleshlight.
It's like a print.
Yeah, it's like a handprint. It's a vag print.
Is this a DIY? Like, did you see it on YouTube and we're like, let me try like this at Play-Doh. Home, yeah. Play by play.
So what do you think? Would you wear it, Tara? You're pretty, you know,
I would totally,
you're pretty crazy.
1,000,000,000% I would wear it, but I would prefer that it would be my own vagina. A lot.
Thank you.
A lot all day.
Jack Bennett.
Are they expensive?
No, it's like $19.
I would wear one if it was made out of like gold or something like that.
Ooh, gold
but I
vagina.
Feel like you're wearing some cheap vagina charm.
And your neck is turning
what
green.
What are you doing?
Okay, last little or lot. Max from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Lord.
You got up and close to him. You know his real personality. Is he as hot as we think he is? A little or a lot?
He's a lot. Him and his brother both have this lovely mouthpiece, and they know how to use it.
What?
I mean, he landed to me, no mouthpiece. You know when a guy has a mouthpiece and they know how to, like, they could flirt with, like, a homeless person and make that person feel special.
Yes.
I mean, it's incredible, like, how overall he's a very warm person. Not everybody loves him, but I personally think that Max is a super warm person. And he landed in my personal, one of my girl crushes, PETA. I mean, I'm pretty.
She's hot.
She's so hot.
She is. She's beautiful. Even pregnant, she's gorgeous.
Yep.
And
same.
So.
Max, little or a lot?
I'm going to say a lot,
by the
way. I appreciate he's talented. He's hot.
I didn't know who he was, and I just Googled him, and he is so hot. So a lot.
That's awesome.
I'm also going to say a lot. Here's something fun when you have to cover Dancing with Stars every week and you have to watch everything and like only one of the dancers is your friend Tara and everyone else is like bleak. I just watch Max the whole time and it's so hot. Okay.
Wait, here's my question to you. So I guess Max or Val?
Max for sure.
But why?
Because Val's like a pretty boy. He's like a bro.
Yeah.
And Max is a man.
Bruh. Oh, shit.
You think Val is your choice?
No, I'm just asking because a lot of people have different preferences.
Let me look this up. Sometimes I get them really confused.
Okay, Becca's going to look it up for the break. And when we come back, we are going to do Ask the Lady Gang with Tara. And she has our life figured out, y'all. She's an executive producer of 3 shows with her own spinoff and a husband and a new house and 2 babies. Be right back. So, girls, did you notice that I'm having, like, a really great hair day today?
Mm-hmm.
So great. On my Instagram, no, like, a whole bunch of people at work were like, wow, your hair is getting so long and strong. And if you're anything like me and you love, like, a flat iron and a wand and, like, a nice hold hairspray and, like, some root texturizer and you always have crap in your hair, then you're really going to want to get into our sponsor, Pura D'Or. It's a shampoo that has a cult-like following and it has over 13,000 reviews, which is, like, 9,000 more than we have on iTunes for Lady Gang. It helps thicken your hair. It reduces reduces hair thinning due to breakage because it's ultra moisturizing, but it's super, super light. You can go to 2minuteclub.com/ladygang, and that's where you're going to find the lowest member pricing and free shipping. It starts all with a healthy scalp. The shampoos fortify and energize your hair, and it also does it without all those crazy chemicals, which I love. Get $20 off and free delivery of your first order at 2minuteclub.com/ladygang. And of course, if you're a 2 Minute Club member, you're already saving 33% off the retail price. But for a limited time, get an extra $20 off. If you can't pronounce Pura d'Or, remember 2minuteclub.com/ladygang for $20 off instantly, or you can use our code ladygang at checkout. 2minuteclub.com/ladygang.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Welcome back, guys. Before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you want 20% off of jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG and get all the sassy things that your heart desires. Okay, so if you haven't listened to our podcast before, you're going to help us answer some questions from our fans and give them all the life advice.
Makes me very happy.
Are you ready? Okay, our first question comes from Tanya. Tanya says, my boyfriend's ex-wife has been always been a bit of a pain, but now that she's broken up with the guy that she's been dating, she's constantly texting with my boyfriend all about her relationship and how unhappy she is. They do have a child together, but I think she's using this as an excuse to get in touch with him. What do I do?
Kill her.
That is the worst.
What's the doll that you stick the pins in?
Voodoo
doll.
Yeah, stick some pins in their eyeballs.
Y'all are not nice. I mean...
We're not that nice.
Sometimes people just don't have friends, and, I mean, she was with this guy for a reason, and I feel like maybe, you know, she misses that relationship.
You are such a girl's girl. I appreciate you.
But do I think that it's right? Hell to the no.
Okay, good.
You should keep your relationship platonic in the sense of, like, here's the kids, what time do I drop them off?
Yeah.
Et cetera.
The problem is that it's not like he can just cut her out because they have a child together.
Right.
So this woman, if you're going to be with this man, he's your boyfriend now, perhaps he'll be your husband, she's going to be in your life forever. So my advice is keep your enemies closer. You better be best friends with this woman.
That's a great piece of advice.
You better get manicures together and pedicures because you got to know her and keep her close even though you're secretly hating her.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe if she just needs somebody to talk to, if you want to be that person that she talks to rather than your husband, like there has to be boundaries with that, because then it gets all messy and weird and they have a history and they were in love. Like that's... I would feel really uncomfortable.
For like a drink or something. Yeah, that's a great idea. Get wasted.
High five.
High five.
Becca? And soon enough, she will meet someone new and leave your man alone.
Thank you.
Yep.
God, we give good advice.
Oh, God. Someone should
Oh, my gosh. Set her up on a blind date if you have a friend.
With Max. Just kidding.
Max is taking
Did you find... Hold on. P.S. Break time. Did you find Max and Val? Who's hotter?
I can't tell the difference.
Do they look the same?
Yeah.
They do not look the same. How do you not know who Max and Val are?
Jack knows nothing.
I don't know anything about pop culture.
She doesn't.
Oh,
that's what's amazing about her.
Yeah, okay. That's why I'm on this podcast. Okay, our second question comes from Abby. She says, I was in an abusive relationship for 2.5 years with someone who manipulated me and took advantage of me when I was going through some really tough stuff. I finally ended it and got out almost 3 years ago, and just now feel ready to put myself back out there. I don't really know how to get back out there. Help, ladies.
First of all, I think you should tell all your friends you're looking. Because if nothing else, you trust them enough to set you up with some guys. And, like, they may not be the love of your life. They might be too close to home. But at least it'll, like, get you back in the, like, first dating pool.
I'm going to be risky and say online dating.
I was going to say the same.
What site, though? Tinder?
I mean, I think anything is good just to get out there.
Yeah.
Like, you go through a lot of toads and then you might find a nice prince. But, I mean, it's a fun adventure that you could probably, like, write about in your diary afterwards.
I agree. Sure. Like, I was going to say the same thing. I'm, like, huge on online dating. I think it's really good for people to practice dating. So it's like if you're in a relationship for so long and then, you know, you didn't feel comfortable dating and meeting people, at least this is a way to meet people that you don't really care about that much and, like,
totes.
Get the dating nerves out to where, you know, and maybe you'd actually end up liking one of them.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I mean, just put it in the universe that you're looking. I like the thing about telling your friends.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when I want something, the more I, like, say it. What's your quote?
You'll believe it when you see it.
You'll believe it when you see it.
But also, you can't just, like, put it out there.
No,
you gotta, like,
no,
make
it's the opposite. Opposite of that.
It's not, it's,
you'll see it when you believe it.
Oh, but, oh, well, the other quote was, wait, never mind.
Yeah.
And also, Abby, I just wanna, like, throw in the towel here. not all guys are assholes and not all of them are going to treat you horribly. So don't be afraid. Like, you'll find someone that's really great. You just have to really bring that into your life.
And be careful bringing that baggage into the next thing. Uh-huh. Like, don't assume that the next guy is going to be a dick.
Terrible, yeah.
Also, because that can always just be tricky. Try to start with a clean slate and be optimistic.
And I would wait until you're, like, really boyfriend and girlfriend or, like, deeply in love to kind of, like, explain the past. Like, just start it off, like, because I think it'd be scary to guys when you're, like, on the first date, you're like, so when's your last relationship? Well, it was, you know, like, it's too much for guys. So just, like, be fun loving and then, like, lower him into the past.
Yeah. Guys hate hearing that. They don't want to hear about your horrible ex past. So, like, when he says, I love you, then you can say, I have to tell you.
P.S. I'm so glad you do, because I have some stuff to tell you.
Now that you're trapped.
That's how we get them.
That's how I get them.
Okay, our last question is from Juliet. She says, for 4 or 5 months, I haven't wanted any sexual activity whatsoever, like not even masturbation, just not in the mood at all. I am still attracted to my husband. He's hot and I love him so much. I just lost it. Has this ever happened to anyone? Can you please suggest something to boost my sex drive?
I got some suggestions, y'all.
Great.
Whips and chains, girl.
Here, bring it out.
Crop. Horse porn.
Honestly, when I started exercising, I felt more like I wanted sexy time. And I don't know if this person exercises, but I feel like that activity makes you feel more confident about yourself. And it's where you feel more confident in bed. And I just felt like it was better. Mm-hmm. Everything got better.
Mm-hmm. Pretend he's someone else.
Shit.
I think.
Damn, Becca.
We got this advice from Emily where I don't know if you've, like, if he's tried to have sex and you've kind of, like, pushed him off or what the deal is. But, you know, the hardest part about, like, having sex is, like, getting in the mood and, like, starting it. So if you kind of just put this whole stigma of you're not sexual anymore out the window and just, like, jump into it and have sex once, you'll realize how fun it is, and you probably want to do it again.
It goes in phases.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. Yeah. So, and then you just have to cut yourself a break. Like, it's sometimes it just goes away for a little bit. You could be stressed. You could be
whatever. Now she's in her head, too.
Yeah. Just don't think that you're, like, sex is, like, your vagina's dead. It's not. It's going to come back. Have a couple cocktails. Sometimes if I get the perfect amount of drunk, which is tipsy but not too drunk, I go home and I am like a porn star.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Hey, Zach. I love that.
No, that helps.
Watching porn with your man also helps. Yes. I mean, you think that it's like maybe disgusting, but then when you start watching it, you're like, we're wildly aroused right now.
Yeah, you just have to watch the right kind.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. With the horse crop.
Not the horse crop. Okay, well, if you want to...
Midget porn is not your forte.
Have you seen it?
No, but it was...
Is it your forte?
One time... Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait. This kind of... So we had a elephant party, a white elephant, pink elephant. What is that kind of party?
White elephant.
White elephant party. You were there. And I...
Don't remember at all, because I was drinking
heavily during
that time.
You're supposed to bring these crazy gifts.
Yeah.
It was way back in the early 2000s. Anyways, and it was one of the most embarrassing things in my life to go into a porn store and ask where the midget porn was.
Oh, my God. No. No. That's incredible.
That's why I love you.
Don't get a good one.
Would. Everyone else would be like, here's a towel. And you're like, nope, I got this.
Nobody wants that.
Who took it home? Do you remember?
Yes. Another little person, Danny.
Yeah. Oh, he's probably so excited.
Yeah, he probably was.
That's amazing.
But it definitely was
the best white elephant gift ever.
Yeah.
On that note, we want to thank everyone for tuning into this episode of The Lady Gang. I'm so glad it worked out for you to come, Tara. Where should we be following you, and when can we watch all your 5,000 shows?
So the new season of Little Women LA is going to be coming on in kind of like early spring. Just pay attention to Lifetime, where you can follow me. All of my handles are Tara Jolet. Jolet, even though Kelty thought it was Jolie, whatever, I'm not bitter. But it's TerraJole, and that's terrajole.com and Instagram and Facebook. And all
you have a great Instagram. There's a lot of shenanigans to watch. It's very entertaining. And while you're at it, follow me on Instagram at Kelty Knight. I'm really excited about my birthday and my hope for 50,000 followers on the 28th.
Jesus,
I'm at 49.3.
Oh my gosh, so I'm going to put you over the top.
700
today.
People, please follow me so I can feel like I've really made something
over the top today.
Today I'm going to try and put you over the top. That's
put
my goal.
Put me on the top. Oh, get that crop and put me on the top.
Kelty might explode from happiness.
Get your boobies out.
Boobies. Follow it's Becca Tobin at Jack Vanek and at The Lady Gang. And make sure you check out our fabulous blog at theladygang.com. And we will see you next Tuesday. Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save